Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we ready. Not on duty.
That's the on duty.
All right, not on duty. That's a on duty. Go ahead, press play.
Yo, man, they kicked me off the basketball team, too. Too many goddamn
same rules in basketball. Like, wait a minute. I can't just upload a six. The fuck off my back. Wasn't allowed. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Fuji's. The RBX show was, yeah, I mean, yesterday. Shout out to Martini Rock coming back soon. She on tonight?
Vacation.
She need a little vacation, a little light, get a little color. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Blitzman Podcast, the Black Aware Radio Show, Real Red TV, Five Boy Fridays, Wolf Talk Radio, Hood Art Radio, Real Official. Shout out to DJ Waxman at 12 noon. Shout out to everybody, DJ Red. DJ Wishbone. Oh, good hell. I had to shout out the team real quick. We had so much fun this weekend, as usual. Working hard, doing our thing. So much coming up. And this week is all about my birthday and shit. You know what I mean? I was going to run for president of the United States, but that's a little bit too touchy as these weeks come along. But the president is acting like a real dickhead, and we really need some to stay focused. So, everybody, we're going to be focused on the midterms. Get everybody to get out and vote so that we can impeach this president. He's got some stuff. He's already orange, so he could get a little lighter and become peach and get impeached. You know what I mean? Excuse me, please. Get us something in front of the damn camera unless you're going to show something. Take your shirt off or something. Show me some real skin. Show me that chocolate skin. Shout out to Weezy, though. And no, we really do need to get out the vote and, you know, really support our community. Tonight, we're going to be down for the open mic and paint night. You know what I mean? Shout out to Philly Cares, my girl Tanya, everybody. We're going to talk about all that tonight. We donate money. Shout out to Arthur Long, ENT. You know what I mean? Everybody really coming out to support. You get to do open mic, or you can paint a picture, and then your picture will be auctioned off at this event that we're going to have, and you get to make money. As well as support homelessness and a whole bunch of other things. So we'll talk about that. Today's my guest is Gerard Ass, a.k.a. Slum J. Melissa's on her way in. We're going to have some fun. They probably coming in the Uber, so I'm going to play that Cali and Mr. Go-In, a.k.a. Fats Poe, in the Uber. We live Tuesday. What up, y'all? Did I do something? Okay. Can't handle stress, yo. Thursday was stressful. Thank you. I'm playing you and you on TV. That's that shit. How about that? Can you fuck my bitch, nigga? Which one? Send her home in a lift. Cause she says she need a lift. She can't. Can you press the button? The replay button? Play the replay. You don't got hooked up yet? Ah! I'm just gonna play it anyway.
You ain't got no wine, you ain't whining and dying? Ain't
man.
No old shit in there?
I'm donating money, man. I'm broke.
No, I feel that.
I need to go buy a little $10 bottle. If you go buy a little $10 bottle of wine from her street.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you right. I need something.
Yeah, because I don't want you to fuck nobody up today when you're interviewing them. Right?
Oh, this sounds like my best friend I have on the show today.
All right.
This sounds like one of my best friends.
I start getting nervous. Like, hold on, I honestly don't got his shit.
You
nothing.
Care about me.
I'm just trying to make sure you're flowing, you know what I mean?
Yo,
we ain't gonna throw the C word out there.
Yo, I love the voice that I use when I interview Young Tate, because I really liked him.
Yeah.
Like, when I really like somebody, I use a different voice to everything. That's fucked up.
Yeah. You don't use the fuck out of here. I don't believe you need more people. I'm like, yeah, what you say? Let me check your settings. No, what they said in the speech was, then you come back with what they said in the speech.
I'm
be like, no.
I still got to pay for so much shit. But let's go get some liquor. Mr. Bad
Dude got the big bag of the soul. Look, there you go. You might as well record that too. Hey, come on, your man Sean King, your man Sean King. That's his friend.
Hey, that's my guest. Hello? All right, come on in. Yo, now we did it again. SK on the TV and on the motherfucking radio. Turn it up a little bit, if you can. Okay. Melissa!
What up, baby?
What up, Flo? What up, Flo? You don't hear me? Look at her swag.
Yeah.
That's our guest for the day. You gonna be an ass, okay. You gonna be an ass team.
Can you turn on make around for him?
This press.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Right.
I'm
Cause I got Nevermind, Sosa,
oh, that's up now.
And the Dumb Shit, right? No, send me the MP3. I need the MP3. Yeah. And you got the little phone holder right there. You gonna put your phone on live Instagram. Are you gonna be able to come to the open mic tonight?
What time?
Right after this show.
What time is that? 8?
Like 7. Like 7:30. Can you go?
Because this just popped up on my phone.
Huh?
This just popped up on my IG, and I was like, I don't want to say I can't go.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to keep not going to stuff.
Okay. Oh my God.
Slum J. thought she was about to sing something.
I got the music.
Oh, okay. See why I know you got the music.
Okay.
Friend, this is the camera. Did I show you the last time?
No, you never saw it.
Are you recording? Oh, look. Oh, shoot. You might as well use her camera, too. Why you got that one on the stand?
Yeah, I just want you to learn how to manipulate it.
I got him.
Yeah, I already took some pictures. That, it's not nothing crazy on here, so you can go through it. That's not an issue. Lid on it.
Oh, how about that? I can't see. Oh, this thing
good. I don't know how to write none of those buttons. I'm like, what the hell?
New shit, too, is a blank email. The first email you sent me is blank. New shit is blank. I only got the higher grams. We're going to start the interview after this song, though.
You know how to use that camera? Yeah.
I don't know how
to
use any camera.
You know how to use any camera? Hey,
what is all this? Big one, little one, small. One of the school for camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went to camera school. It's right next to playoff school and car school.
Thank you, friend.
No, hair school is past the G's.
You went to hair school too?
No.
I went to pharmacy technician school. I went to computer software specialist school. I went to bartending school. And I'm like, then I got my associates and my bachelor's. Now I'm going
to
master's.
No,
I'm like, maybe you did too. I did a little bit of everything.
The show about to be over. Like, Toucan, grab the bottle opener.
You got to learn teach me how to manipulate that. Cause
I just said it. I just said it for you. So it could be like.
How you said it?
So it could be like a bigger frame. So it get your.
Yeah, how you do that?
And so it can be.
How you fix the lighting and stuff?
ISO.
30 seconds.
Well,
show me later.
Yeah, during the next music break.
Is it an okay camera?
How much you take for
it? I got it used because it was too much brand new. So I paid like $230, $250.
Yeah, that's $230.
Yeah.
All right, friend, let's go.
So I think the original price is like four something.
Yeah, $230 is good.
It's good.
If you'd have paid the four, you'd have got. All right,
the song's about to be over.
I would have got what?
Yes-o. Philly Shine Radio, we live.
Bye.
Networking and working at the same time. Welcome back, okay. Melissa.
Thank you, Honest Fire. What's up, girl?
Showing being sexy.
Of course, I seen your pic looking hot.
Hot as shit.
Hot tamale. Who's they
Yeah, Fran's always taking my pictures and filming us and stuff.
Shout out to Fran, the cameraman.
Make sure I don't flip no nips out the day. I'm going out tonight. You know what I mean? I feel like this is like a black tie event. Even though
definitely.
It's like it's for everybody and it's open to everybody. I was like, I'm dressing up tonight. So I put on my jewelry. Like, no.
Oh, yeah, accessories. How was your weekend?
Rhinestones.
How was your weekend? Popping?
The weekend was popping.
I seen you and your boo on that bike. What's
yeah,
that bike right there about?
Yeah, I tied him to my bed, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah. You posted that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What kind of freaky stuff you into?
Tying niggas up. What's up? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Dry Ass, Slum Jay. Yo, super, super dope rapper guy. And you know what's even crazier? We was at your I'm not even going to say it. Should we say it? Where I saw you at this weekend?
Oh,
okay, I was about to say. Because you work at the hotel. You work at the hotel and shit. We wanted the room so that we could have the pool and swim in the pool. We was in a line at the Sheridan for like, we was going for Beyonce concert tickets. It was for like
definitely.
An hour. It was crazy in the line.
So hold up, the line, what? You can't move it? You can't rotate it without?
The line was crazy. And then how about the pool was closed down something? What the fuck was they doing in there? What they doing in the pool?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow. So the pool is shut down right now?
Yeah, I don't want no damn rash, but I'm looking forward to this. Well, I'm going to definitely come back. We'll come back and stay there. We ended up going out to the airport.
Okay.
Not there.
This mic is not Rachel, hello.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you. But yeah, I had fun this weekend. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
It was lit. You know what I mean? We was there in Chuck's Alibi again, eating their delicious food. Oh my God, they food was ridiculous.
So
they can never do no wrong to me because they feed me so good. So
this weekend, I went to the concert with Neo and Life Jennings at the Dell.
Yeah, I was sorry.
I had
you.
A blast.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to Life Jennings.
Shout out to Neo, too. It was definitely a, like, a great experience at the Venus. It was my first time at the Dell.
Really?
Yeah.
The Dell is a nice venue.
So it was definitely nice. Definitely had a good time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Looked like you was with a boo. You, ain't, you wasn't showing no faces. No faces.
I know. Never show no face.
No face, no trace.
You'll never know who I'm dating.
What were you doing this weekend?
Oh, where are you at?
Working.
Working ain't nothing wrong with that. You work all day?
Listen. Yes.
He said daughters. How many daughters?
Yes.
You got five. How old are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you look super young.
Well, he got a nice, beautiful... Nice, beautiful lady that's just popping them out for him. So
hold
up,
you got
five
daughters and a son?
Yeah, she popping them joints out. Popping them out.
Damn, and only at 30?
Taking care of them joints, too. What? He beat you?
How many you got?
Oh, yeah, come up a little closer to the joint. Fred, what you got, five?
Fred, you got five, too?
No,
oh, six
with you, 33 and
yeah.
You, whatever.
How
you know? He beat you. By the time he's 33, he might still only have six. So
hold
that's up. What you're going to say.
So you only got, you with one girl only, and she has two. Okay, that's not bad. That's good then.
Yeah, they in love. And then, you know what? I'm glad that I got a chance to meet you guys briefly and just see your kids. It was really, really nice or whatever.
Oh,
Yeah, I'll be stalking him. No,
but no, this is a beautiful thing.
Shout out to Gerard. He's actually an artist that I've been wanting to, you know, really push out there to everybody. I've known you for, like, what has it been, like, 4 years now? Yeah, about 4 years. And then I know how it is being a father and wanting to be a rapper, like, and coming from Philly. Like, I know it's, like, even hard. And then you call yourself names all day. You know what I'm saying? What is the grind been like? Because even when we first met, you know, when you came through Onyx, you performed, you did your thing. I believe you had an event in the Temple Campus area. A lot of people love that joint that you had going on. But tell everybody about, you know, your career. This is me. I'm like, I know you, but let's introduce you to Philly Shawn Radio.
Yeah, this is a little different. This is not more than a
life.
Mm-hmm. It might be a little slower, but it's easier to work on my craft.
And even when it comes to your concept of songs, you know, I've been playing Sammy Sosa. That's my playing Sammy Sosa. Yeah. I always mess up when I do that. I think it's Sammy Sosa, but it's Sammy Sosa, right? Yeah, Sammy Sosa. And I like how the wordplay that you did on that song. Who is that song talking to, or is it just for anybody who got a girl that's wild? You know what I mean?
Basically, it's
Definitely. And then you always have fun with your music, and then even when it comes to you performing, like, you know what I mean? Like, you always give so much energy. Like, who gives you that inspiration, or, like, where did that even come from, or is it you just trying to make your music?
That's both. Even when I get tired of rapping, I do get tired of rapping. It's
they probably did.
Oh, that's
good.
They probably enjoy it, the music and rap. So they be trying rap too, because I know my son be like,
that's what I'm about
rap.
To say too. That's what's up.
She want to rap? That's cool.
You want to write her something, or you want her to collaborate on something?
That's cute. A daughter and daddy song. That's
that would be
cute.
Cute. You know what I mean? Let her do it.
Yeah.
been raped for my shit in the belly my whole life. Like, my whole life, my dad been a raper. What you mean? I want to be a raper. That's how she should start off. That's the first one. My whole life, my dad been a rapper. Of course, I got skills.
That's the one.
That's the one that
raps.
That's what's up. Female. You know what I mean?
Right. Females in charge.
You support that. So, wait a minute. I mean, you did say you were done when you got to the boy, so you was waiting to get to the boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it took you 5 times to get the boy. Right, we ain't going to stop till we get the boy.
We got to get the boy. Pop him out, baby.
So you like it. We ain't going to stop. We ain't going to stop. But that was good of your girlfriend today, like, basically, you know, why was good.
You're not married yet?
Oh, your wife. Yeah. Okay. Right, I would get you all those things. I know that's a lot of work. So it worked out.
That's lit. I really appreciate that. Now, tell me about the new music that you sent me.
Yeah, I just dropped a project called With Me. Basically, got inspired by basically, you know, people who have babies, everybody can have babies.
I remember you telling me about it.
That's fact.
That's what I see.
Yeah.
I think I got it the first time. I had my son for the first time.
I had wig when I was pregnant. Like back when I was pregnant,
yeah.
They would give you money and food.
Oh, exactly. They didn't give you no money, but they give you.
Yeah, they gave me money to go to the farmer's market. I got like $30 a month or something.
Oh, okay. They give you those little. I think it's not like cash. I'm like, ain't you know, cash.
Well, not here, the little vouchers.
Yeah.
I might have been with $30.
But,
people think you got a bad about one thing. Everybody's got different needs. You don't feel the same with us. So, waiting and serving is going to be like so much. But, you can rest out and work. Basically, going off the shit. Waiting for something.
Yes, we are. That's what.
And I think that's true. Like everybody figure it out. Then you have kids in the midst of that, and then you trying to figure them out, and it's like work in life. You have your wife. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it's definitely all about problem solving because the bullshit comes with it. And then even feeling like you know, so many people are oppressed. What's so crazy is one of my favorite shows is Big Brother. But I'm just fucking irked a little bit about how they choosing certain people because I feel like IQ plays into a lot of people's ignorance and as well as I'm not even going to say that because I don't know the young boy, but the guy on TV, he was talking about, she was just asking him because he's a short person, a little person.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, do they like being, using the word midget? That's what she said. Do they like using the word midget, whatever. And he was like, that's just like saying nigga, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah,
like, he said that shit.
He felt offended by it.
But yeah, but like at the end of the day, no, but first he said, it feels like, it's like if you're gay, you say faggot.
Yeah.
But it's like you're black and you say nigga. It's like, hold up, wait. You don't say that word. What is wrong with you? You don't use that word,
no,
nigga.
Wait.
And then I like how the black woman on the show, she stood up for herself. She's like, no, I've been oppressed all my life. I'm, you know what I mean, growing up in the hood. And it's kind of crazy to think about that. Like, it's being a black person in America, like we're, and then being,
definitely,
you know, a brown person, you know what I mean?
Anybody that's a minority.
Minorities, you know what I mean? And people living in property, like, it's like so much things that
pressure
you from words, from trying to, you know what I mean, make it to the Bible, whatever. So I'm sure that's decent. Do you have any, like a real conscious song, like, about people in the struggle, or is it all you really, like, playing on?
That's right. And every day you go outside, you see prostitution, you see drugs. You see, like, I was on the train. I never forget, it was October 17th last year. Someone committed suicide. I'm like, right here. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, the train stop. I'm like, this is like real life hood every day. If you go to Emerald Street or Frankfurt, I swear to God, it's like a whole community of destitute individuals. It's like a whole.
I see certain people who have pictures, and it's like who we need to get with is the council person in the area. I'm gonna find out who runs the area because
they move them all the time. It doesn't matter. They get pushed, but it's not
even,
to go.
It's not even about moving them, but. When you have a problem with certain people in your area, you public people, your public office, I'm gonna bring that up again because a lot of people in these public office don't pay attention to the actual community and what the fuck they're there for.
Yeah.
What you were voted for was to actually make a change and put shit together. It's not one county in America that don't have motherfucking money that's supposed to be put towards certain programs to help people out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
it's real.
Shout out to everybody who do, you know what I mean, look out and then certain people like yourself, we try to inspire people. We gonna get that true lies. I don't have it. You gotta give it to me. We about to play this Higher Gram. We gonna take a little music break. Shout out to my boy in the building, Slum J. You know what I mean, Jerry in the building.
Yeah.
Melissa, you like him so far, right?
Yeah, I think he's dope. I like what he's about. Such a family man, so I'm all about that.
Let's check out this music. Get that wine cork opener.
This one? You gotta open it.
The bottle.
Bottle. That's good, Sean. Can you touch it?
This is your Chimera. Serena.
This is hot. She sound nice.
We'll have it. It's missing.
This is just Rick.
Brent, you got a lot of kids.
How
many baby moms?
Two.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, the first time I had twins. My first baby mom, I got twins. That's the two I had.
Uh-huh.
And I had three with my last one. My daughter, she's my daughter. You know, I probably firmed out five, but I got six.
What?
I got five, I got six.
You raised them one. That's good.
It's all the same.
Huh?
I said it's all the same.
It's about raising the kid. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whoever's in the light, that means she's going to grow up and look at you as her father. My niece is the same way.
Yeah,
my niece had...
She called her dad by his first name.
I call you dad.
Yeah, her dad like around, but...
Not like
around.
That.
Yeah,
she can't find it.
So you like, that's good. That takes a lot for me to step up. That's really good. My niece has the same thing. My her stepdad was around her life since she was like one, and he looks at her as his daughter. You know what I mean? And that's to her, that's her father. Because he raised her.
Yeah, you can't be on
no
brigade. You sit in these
streets. No, he raised her. So when she looked at him as a father. Like, that, you know what I mean? That's a your father. About who raising that kid. Because when they having problems, who they going to go to? And kids be having real life problems. You be like, what's going on in your world? Hold up. What's going on with your kids stuff? And like, my son come home, he's telling me, I'm like, what is going on in your life? They be having like real
kids. How old is
the son? He's nine.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
They be having.
He's going in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three kids in third grade.
You want more wine?
You want
more wine?
Yeah.
So I got three kids.
So they know they get into their personality.
I gotta bring this.
And they be like telling me about what's going on in camp.
Y'all talking
like,
too much.
I'm like, what? What's happening at camp? Y'all doing that already? I'm like, okay. Like, it be too much with the kids. They be like, get in. And he's a kid that he goes to private school.
She's singing her heart
and
out.
And also, he has a lot of stuff.
Huh?
So, we live in a community where not everyone has all the stuff. So, it's kind of like sometimes he get like bully or something that he's not understanding it because in his school, it's like a zero tolerance. So, it's kind of like one of those dynamics. Like, I'm like, I don't know how to like, because I went to public school, but it's different for a girl than it is for a boy.
Very different.
Yeah. So, you know, kids, they like observing like his motorcycle, his bike. It's like, I didn't even think about it. It's like, yo, he got everything compared to the other kids in the block. That parents got a couple kids. They can't do the same sometimes or whatever the case may be. and it's like they watching, you know what I mean? So he gets kind of like shunned on. So I'm like, oh my God. It's like the gift, like you good, you got everything, but also like from the other kids, like they stole his basketball court, they stole his trampoline, like.
Right.
They stole big shit.
Huh?
I just, they stole his basketball. She said basketball. Court.
Yeah, he had a whole court.
How the fuck somebody up?
He had a whole court. A whole court. A whole basketball court. A whole trampoline out there. Just so he could play.
You know what you got something to do?
What?
I'm sorry. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how he gonna like.
Learn.
No, make friends.
That's it.
No, make friends. It sounds weird.
Yeah, but in the hood, I guess that's how it goes.
Pick your battles. Not saying he needs to
pick anybody, because some people be
coming up
with his mom.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And if it's just them, I had a brother down there. So.
Okay, so it was a couple of y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but when I was in the world by myself and stuff like that was happening, like, it only took one person to take my bike to let me know, like, all right. It don't matter if you win. Ain't about
winning. Win is about to send me down.
Listen, when I play, hold on one second, sir. When I play the next song, when I play True Lies, I'm going to have him make a video with you, like,
I have
a whole video.
Right, I hate that he had to go that route.
Right. Like, that's the only way I'm going to be real. People going to keep taking shit from me.
Yeah. No, but we wasn't there. We was like, we were sleeping. They took it to the backyard.
You can't always do this.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I remember last time I walked into the pool alone, and then I was with my son. And the kid addressed him while he was with me.
Did that make it worse?
He was just like, bummed. And then I had to interject. I was like, yo, you're not going to disrespect my mom right here. I was like, that ain't going to happen.
Did.
And then he chilled out. And then I'm like, well, what the hell is going on?
You got cousins or something?
Oh, man!
Like him.
I'm
gonna be done my show.
No,
I'm gonna be done my
like,
show.
Like, most people are like, they told it like 17, 18. They like, you know what I mean? And he has a girl. My niece is my cousin, but she's a girl. So it's basically him. All
right, the song about to start. She can't keep turning it up.
Yeah,
I'm about to do a video with him.
Yeah. Yeah, they make them a little tougher.
No, so they could build camaraderie.
Like a group of friends and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
That sounds powerful. I was about to play y'all.
Blue eyes, yeah, two lies.
Yeah, but no, that's real shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, well, my eyes gotta be blue. But you know what?
You know
so
what?
Us black people and, you know, people in minorities, probably. Like, we do have a lot to that we have to do to achieve our goals. You know what I'm saying? And it just is what it is. Our life isn't the same. And
that's
one
true.
Of the things that I like, I really like to keep real with people. Like, certain people, they be like, oh, you know, white people got this, that, and the third. No, that motherfucker had a 400-year head start on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It was handed down money, like.
Well, not even they was handed down money. They stole everything from everybody.
No, I'm just saying, like, people that we have to deal with now, like, they can fucking bring back that bullshit if they ever wanted to. Think we get a choice, huh? Not a fucking choice in that one. But no, you know, they've been handed down a lot of stuff, so you can't look at yourself in comparison to a white person.
That's true. That's
you know what I mean? Trying to make it in America because they're. Their life is way more, you know, way more planned. Like, you know, even for a lot of kids, even like for us, like our parents thought we was dying in 2000. So they wasn't like really trying to, they thought the world was going to be over. There's a lot of parents that thought the world was going to be over in 1999, 2000 is over.
That's because that's what the social media shows to us.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So, and then even
that's
the top.
Propaganda.
Propaganda. Yeah, even the top. Even to top that off, like a lot of us, we have it harder than other
people.
That's
true, we do.
You know what I'm saying? You can't really always be down on yourself. You got to deal with your situation as black people, minorities, like, and we got to do, you know what I mean, more
work.
And
then you got to get, like, mentors and stuff like that, that people that's successful and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a mentor. I think everyone should get a mentor and stuff like that.
Even if
like,
just,
I listen to motivational speech. People don't know
even
about, like,
if now, even if now you got to just go. Having a mentor. Now you could Google, I need help. You know what I mean? And it can help you out.
No,
like,
but it's
don't
good,
be lazy.
It's good
like,
to have a mentor. If you can get
like
with a mentor, get with one. Because they're going to always motivate you and guide you in the right direction.
That's true.
Somebody that's in your field, I'm not saying get any mentor, but if you know, let's say you're a radio personality, you can get Charlamagne, just say hypothetically, to get under his wing or something
that
like
that. Bitch ass nigga.
So,
fuck Charlamagne. Bitch. I've never seen him mentor anybody, but I like that as a metaphor.
Yeah, well, but who's to say that he probably won't? You know what I mean? You don't know unless you reach out. A lot of people. Yeah, because basically, Wendy Williams took him under his wing.
Yeah,
you know
and
what
he
mean? So basically, yeah, regardless of what, but basically, she gave him an opportunity to feel like that. So it's about making opportunities for other people.
Yeah,
a lot of people.
Yeah,
don't
but
feel.
And so then at the end of the day, like once you. And I feel you, you can find mentors. Like, once you start doing stuff, you'll find people who are actually doing stuff.
People that want
but
to.
Nowadays,
some people are hating. Yeah,
we do
don't.
Have, you know, a little bit, we have other options, but some people don't want to always reach out. They don't always want to say, okay, I need help. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the community
so go for
we live in. We live in. We, it's okay to have help. We need
really
help.
Okay.
Everybody needs
we need
help.
Help.
Just like when you have
help.
Kids, you need help. Like, I couldn't have been in college or something without my mom.
Right.
I need help.
Yeah, you need help.
We all need help. It takes a village to do anything in life and stuff like that. And people don't always know. Like you said, coming from the urban community, when it came to college, I did all that myself.
Yep.
I looked up financial aid for myself. I looked up my GPA. I looked up where I can get a discount. Minority parents don't really know that. My mother didn't finish college. You know what I mean? I mean, finish high school.
And even for you to make that song True Life, what was the inspiration? Like, what was your struggle or... You know what I mean? Like, or did you have, you know what I mean, a lot of help? That way you pop it up to kids. You're like, well, we got this. Give us.
Yeah, okay. Like, drug history and stuff like that. That's a part of life.
That movie reminded me of me, so I always wanted to find a way to use it. Watch it. And even the new eye shit, we don't got from the cycle. Like parents, when we teach their kids about credit and shit, we teach them how to struggle and survive.
That's true. Survive. It's how to survive. Yeah.
It's like we teach them how to.
Or they fuck up your credit.
Landlords and shit like that. But we don't teach them how to not have to
open. Own your own house, do your own business, stuff like that.
I didn't even know what credit was. I was before the
But that's real fact. You know, you learn. You know.
But
I mean?
No, and then but at the end of the day, like to be honest, like certain people, they take off more than they can chew. You know what I'm saying? And you can't always do that. You have to, you know, act your ways.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't do that. Like, you know, and then a lot of us, we broke. We don't have shit.
That's true. And we struggle.
That's why, like, even for me, like my whole thing is I'm not really supporting any motherfucking these designers. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like that y'all supporting everybody. Y'all make the tight clothes and
uh-huh.
expensive stuff. And it looks cute and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not spending my money on it. Like,
that's
ridiculous. This shit is not real. This was a dollar. You know what I mean? This was $1.29.
When I go to school down Broomar, like, basically, I grew up in the hood, of course. But I go to school, I was like, Broomar was really rich. And I'm not just talking about regular
rich.
They
got money.
I'm talking
about
lower Merriam, upper Merriam, KOP rich. And let me tell you, it ain't nothing like looking up here. It's nothing but green, big houses, driving houses. I never seen no shit like that. I'm like, damn, this is what life can possibly
be. Yeah, exactly. But
you,
you work towards those things. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you work towards that. I mean, I probably would never, even if I had the money, I probably wouldn't have lived it. But just like the community is different. Their environment is different.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, I don't got to worry about when I go up there, I'm going to see somebody asking me for money. Or I'm going to see somebody.
How can anybody ask me for money? You can't get it.
Somebody
no
that's
more.
Orange drugs. I mean, not that I'm discouraged. I mean, they need, like,
fuck
love
them
and
niggas.
Like that.
Listen,
but
I'm not. Now, I said it on the other show. Support any bums. Stop supporting bums. Like, and that's another thing, like, people need to stop doing. Like, stop
that's
enabling
bums. That's not
bum
nice.
Shit.
That's not
fuck
nice.
Fuck them bums.
No,
unless
that's not nice.
A bum,
that's not
unless
nice.
These bums want to really
nice.
Come and be a part of, you know, Philly Cares. You know, because they're offering programs to help you really change your life. Not
but
for
you don't know,
just
you don't know everybody's
and then go
stories,
back and get
though. You know what I mean? Some people
and
got some stories, you know what I mean?
Listen, I understand that people have stories. But
so
my
it's
thing
not
is,
that simple.
It is not, I'm not saying that it's simple. But you take whatever struggles that you have, and you start getting better. Because I don't know, like for me, you know, I had it hard. You know what I mean? But I got
but
two jobs.
But everybody got different lengths of hard. Let me tell you, I heard stories, like, will you be like, yo, they didn't go to that? Like, it's some
listen,
people really have some
real
issues.
Should be
real.
Real
issues. So you can't just
listen,
be like, discredit, though.
Shit. I'm not, there's no discredit. I'm just not supporting no bum shit unless you really come on some real official stuff. You know what I mean? You come through. If we're having a homelessness event, you know what I mean? We want to really help you. Get a job, clean up, go to rehab, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to do to make your life right. Because, and I never met a bum that I talk to, and I'm like, well, why won't you get a job? You know what I mean? Like, I really say that shit to them. Like, well, why aren't you working? And then they want to give you all these excuses and shit, and you just know it's like full of shit. Like, I'm not supporting it, because I feel like me as a person, I know that I know where I could go get some services and get help for myself. You know what I mean? If I needed help, you know what I mean? I got two jobs. You know what I mean? I used to work when I was younger at freaking Wendy's and Acme. You know what I mean? I had two jobs to make sure that I took care of my son, because my son's father was arrested, was locked up, whatever. He's been locked up forever. And you know what I mean? Not to like complain, because I'm just like, what am I do? Be fucking broke? Be spinning on a pole and my ass smacked all day and some dumb shit like that, whatever.
But that's not everybody's issue. You know what I mean?
I know
you gotta like variation. So I'm definitely sympathetic to the community. Like, I have empathy
towards them, because I would want them to live better so that they can have a better self-esteem about themselves. You know what I mean? And there's no way that you're going to feel good until you accomplish something.
That's true.
And that's just flat out. It's no amount of money that you could just give a bum, you know what I mean? And they'll be like, oh, I feel better, because their mind isn't ready to get better. And they have to think about
that. But you guys think it's deeper than that. Like, I think a lot of people have deep good issues. Like you said, like, you know, not having, like, parents really around. That affects people all differently and stuff like that. Not saying that that's an excuse for that, but people have real life stories. You know what I mean?
If I told y'all about my mom, we'd be here all day. We'd be here all day.
You know what I mean?
Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, no.
But it's still,
I'm not trying to justify anything. Yeah. I'm not trying to pretend like I have all the answers. But what I have a sense of being fed up. And even like, I feel like your project, what you're putting out with,
that's like foster care.
I'm lower.
I'm assuming, like, you know, I mean, people that's in the foster care community.
I ain't gonna do that. But it is for them too.
I can't hear.
But
there we go. Yeah.
Complicated part.
Yes, you do.
So I said, I want to be more creative. A lot of shit I want to do.
People going
through.
That's true. How do you feel about the deficit community and stuff like that? What is your stance on that?
I think it could be good. Ones that don't have mental issues. Ones with mental issues are harder to help them.
And then certain people, they get into, you know, a really sense of, you know what I mean, I wouldn't want to call them allergic or whatever, like, where they don't, you know, people, they get in denial, and they really shut down, they feel down on themselves. And
that's true.
And then it is certain, you know, more better programs, not just saying rehab is to fix everything.
That's definitely
not to
the
say
case.
That church can't fix everything or research.
Anyone
but you just,
stuff.
You just, my whole thing is, you know, as long as you're breathing, you should want to try to achieve, you know what I mean? You should want to try to better yourself. You should want, you know what I mean, more. That's all I'm saying. So, that's all I'm saying. The struggle is real. Like, drive. That's what it is.
We gotta
start a
so
driving
school. So, what motivates you? Your kids? Your wife? Is that your motivation? Is that your source?
I have other family. Everybody saw Soul Food, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's just annoying. That was always me. I hate it.
Okay.
Why does scale keep
going
away?
Okay, so you pick it like from everybody, like anybody that's bored, you can like write a song about that first or whatever.
You can write a song about anything.
Yeah, because it personally affects me, so it's about me too.
Okay.
They struggles affected me because I was the youngest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
and
they did
affect me. Okay, he's watching it and stuff like that, or seeing it.
Yeah, it affected my way of life.
Mm-hmm. Well, people don't know that when you're a kid, like, even though you're going through the motions, you don't really comprehend. But as you get older, you start to reflect on that. You start to make sense.
No, like, people make it seem like kids are, you know, blinded to the situation, but you're well aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
And you're well aware that somebody's, you know, upset
or
you know,
somebody's
angry,
or something
somebody's
like
feeling down, somebody's sad or whatever. You know, kids are so, I love kids. I was around my godchildren last night, and they were just, like, the best little bright guys. And just so smart. And you just don't discount it. Intelligence,
no,
you know what I mean?
Definitely don't.
And for me, I feel like, you know, everybody tries to do their part. And I appreciate you and your YouTube. You should even talk about it a little bit, Melissa, because Melissa does little, you know what I mean, kind of PSA, you know, YouTube just talking about things that not a lot of people are going to talk about. Because if you don't really say, like you said, say you got a problem, say you need help. But at the end of the day, like if you have a problem, sometimes you need to vent out to figure out when you're going
to
get to a solution.
Or go to therapy. We live in a community where like therapy is taboo. If you go to therapy, it's like, what's wrong with you?
And
like that.
Radio
and
therapy.
It's like,
come through this.
And it's like, it's okay to get therapy. It's okay to get help. Not just letting yourself go crazy. That's
right.
Not okay.
No, yeah,
you
no,
know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
Crazy.
So if you need help or something like that, definitely, like, I think you should go get some help regardless of what bias and stuff like that that's happening. Because I know definitely coming from, like, Hispanic culture, we're, like, definitely, like, don't just go to church, figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah.
Tell the Pope, you know what I mean? Tell the priest your problem.
Tell
like,
your mom. And that's it. But, like, who
yeah.
is it? My mom is proud. What are you going to do? I'm going to do now. But
so,
with this project that you just, you know what I mean, waiting in circles with, you know what I mean, talking about struggles in the community. Are you doing anything to give back? You know what I mean? Can we count on a donation for you, from you, for certain events that we have going on? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
actually tonight we're raising money to support Philadelphia
homelessness.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Because even people with houses that are not homeless.
Yes,
let me tell you something. Like, I'm like, without my credit cards, I'm like, that's how I survive. Like, what the hell? This is like real life independent. Like, I got my own house, I got my own car.
Yeah.
I'm like doing it all on my own. So, you know, I take care of my son, he goes to private education. Like, so, but my credit cards is like, yeah, my bills, I mean, my money may be wasted, but at the end of the day, I'm like, this is how I survive, too. You know what I mean?
Whatever way you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know. One thing I like about you, Melissa, go-getter, and nothing keeps you down. Like, if you could give somebody some advice, since we are talking about, you know what I mean, somebody, people waiting in circles, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of advice would you give a person that's waiting in circles? It's like, you know, they don't see no way out.
Definitely. Like, I mean, everyone has their struggles, dark days and stuff like that. And I understand what it's like. Like, I came from a community where you shouldn't say nothing, you shouldn't talk to nobody, you just got to hold it in. I don't believe in that now. Like, I believe that talking to somebody, talking to a mentor, getting to a therapy, whatever you got to do to make yourself better, I believe you should take that route. You know what I mean? Forget about what everybody is saying and stuff like that. Just, you know what I mean? Focus on you. Take some time to, like, meditate. Take some time to reflect. You know what I mean? If you know yourself.
You got a bunch of things. You got to do all this shit.
You know, you
not
know
just
yourself.
One thing, a lot.
You know yourself better. So you got to know, like, okay, it's time for me to get help. I know that I have a problem. Something's not right. You know when something's off or you feel like not
right.
connected. So I think that's the time to like seek whatever you need help. Whether it's educationally, work and stuff like that, whatever it is. Like I know even with school, like I needed assistance. I graduated top 6 out of like 2. For me to go to college and be like, yo, I need like extra tutor. It was hard for me to admit that. But I got the extra tutor. Thank God I don't need it now. But I went through the process. So I'm just saying, like, whatever it is, whether it's, like, building a resume, whether it's just, like, you know, how do I apply to college, whatever it is, you know what I mean? It's always find those people, find those help that you need. You can't always go to your mom and dad
for everything. And then even I'll say this, you know, because a lot of people, like, if you find somebody that's you want to help you,
exactly,
and they don't help you, let it go.
Don't
waste your time because so many people, they try to pretend help. You know what I mean? Like, they try to pretend help, but they really wasting your motherfucking time. Certain people don't know how to say no. I hate those type of people because I tell you no, flex, fast. No, that's enough. You know what I mean? And that's my advice to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time with people who like really trying to sell you a dream. The world for the people, you know, whether you know a person 5 seconds or 50 years, like, you know, they can definitely have an impact
that's
on your life. But
that's
don't waste 50 years with a 5 second person. You know what I mean?
And survive, right?
Yeah.
Coming from, like, having daughters, because you have 5 of them. So whether you're, like, I guess, like, you know, for being a father, was your father around? Did your mommy ask you?
Okay.
Ouch. So having that happen to you and stuff like that, you know what I mean? You raising girls and stuff like that. What is your right to, like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you fathers that basically has daughters and stuff like that. Like, what would you tell them? Like, you know what I mean? Because you have 5 of them. So it's like, they're going to grow up one day. You know what I mean? So how do you deal with that? Does that ever cross your mind? Does that ever...
Yeah. Basically, do your best. And try not to. But, you know, they do what they were doing, and you focus on you. So they teach you a lot of great things. But you got to filter them out.
Some,
your kids also, you gotta basically
right.
figure out what's right and wrong, and you gotta also do the learning process of the whole girl. Nobody knows exactly. Especially with the world changing all the time, you can't basically use the same method. It's not the same world as it was before.
Definitely not.
That's true. That's so lit. And then, like, for you to even say that, it just gives me goosebumps because you always impress me with how intelligent you are, you know what I mean, and how aware you are, you know what I mean, from, you know, just, like, just being professional as an artist, you know, even when you talk about, you know, when you can't make it to certain things, like, you're really, 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 really aware. And then for you to say that is real shit because not everybody, you know, certain ideals are different, you know what I mean, being good to others, you know what I mean, not, you know, showing respect. But at the end of the day, like, now you can Google stuff. So, come on, Dad. Like, you can't tell me, go to the library and make sure you study.
Yeah,
no, you can't tell them.
Yeah,
you can't tell everybody
true.
The same thing that you were told because times change. You
time
know what I mean?
Exactly.
You have to be aware of all the things.
And it's
now,
so much
even, now, even I know waiting in circles, we talked about being conscious and everything. But
mm-hmm.
are you having fun on the waiting in circles? Like, what else is on it? On it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to wait for money for them.
I like to make songs.
Right.
So when I get with somebody who is, I make songs. So,
showing them skills.
You don't have to be in the street, but you
skills.
Actually was raised in poverty.
Right.
So that's enough.
And then
he's
a rapper.
Like,
but
you know what I mean?
That's, not even that. He's a rapper. Like, as a rapper, you should be able to paint whatever picture.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You
should be able to rap and make a fucking trash bag hot. You know what I mean? I'm going to start there. I'm going to have, like, a little fucking cipher. Like, no, rap about the fucking office
yeah.
shit.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I mean?
You know what? Like, that's like me. Like,
and make it a freaky song.
Like, I'm definitely not, like, all about, like, you know, I mean, of course, like, what's happening with judges and stuff like that. Like, I think my group was talking about, like, oh, I need to give it to I'm like, my dad did 20 years. No, nobody knows this. For, like, something drug related or something like that. And it's like, no, I don't comfort you. But that's enough for me to be like, I don't want to deal with nobody like that. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, when you come from the street, you, like, you see stuff, your parents with the stuff. So you realize, like, or you may have friends that's in that life. So you kind of, like, kind of understand, should I say. Because you are still in that environment, by the way, you participate or not in it.
Well, I really appreciate having you here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in and play some music for us to close out the interview. But do you have any shout outs? And tell us, of course, how we could be able to get the album, support you,
SoundCloud.
Shout out your Instagram and everything like that.
Facebook.
My Instagram is Gerard Ave. Website is GerardAv25.com. You can find my album on SoundCloud. You can find the singles on Spotify. Songs like Higher Ground. How do you find all those on Spotify?
That's good. I actually want to invite you to come back August 14th. You want to come back? Yeah, we can have more fun because the one thing I like about you is you have the well another thing I like about you like a lot. So, but I do like your consistency and that you love doing music. You know what I mean? You're real focused and you know what I mean. We want to roll out the red carpet for you. We have more fun. You come back August 14th.
What do you hope to gain this music? Is it just like a hobby?
Even though Tekashi, 6ix9ine, and other artists, you know, they glorify those things that even certain people who don't glorify those things, they get caught slipping. You know what I'm saying? So that's just main thing. Like, stay focused. We're gonna check out this Nevermind. We'll definitely get into that dead, you know, that new SK Sean King track. You know what I mean? Real crazy. The DJ is fucking with it crazy. It's gonna be on that new Philly Atlanta versus Philly mixtape.
Philly Sound Radio,
Rock
and Roll Radio.
What is that about? DJ 271XY DJs. Well, my boy down south, he be doing everything. DJ 271 mixed that. He calls in the Philly Sound Radio. He support. And he also has the artist Ace Boogie. Shout out to Ace. You know what I'm saying? Do his damn thing. 271 Entertainment. But no, we select the artists that we fuck with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that we like from the tri-state area for real. It's like a tri-state area thing because, like, Philly, we represent Jersey, Delaware, you know what I mean,
yeah,
Chester
definitely.
County, you know what I mean, Allentown. Like, we do
definitely.
It all here.
Oh, yeah.
It's all
definitely.
Love right here, you know what I mean, all boroughs. And, you know, all the counties in Atlanta, you know, those outside counties down there, we just putting together artists that we're working with. And, you know what I mean, it's going to really be banging. It's going to be available everywhere. Spinbrella is dropping soon. I forget the date, but I got it on my IG. Y'all got to check us out on IG. Popping a little banging pictures, banging events. It's a lot of stuff coming up. You know what I'm saying? Definitely stay tuned. Definitely follow Glockaware, GlockaWear. Come to the G Shop, 4933 Old York Road. It's always official right here.
Yep.
This
is
not your first
welcome.
Time here.
Oh,
you came
welcome.
For a cipher, right?
I was just getting off of work. I was getting here before.
Okay, that's
so you can fly through. You just can't do
it. Sometimes you gotta fly
that's,
through.
That's bold. That's bold. You didn't even know nobody. He just fly through.
No, he knew me.
He's
over
here. I'll check it out.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the
cool.
best energy ever.
Definitely.
And we get the lights going. You know what I'm saying?
Any
so
artist
want
to interview with us to hit our IG up, or basically they can go to the Glockaware app basically if you want to schedule an interview. Or
well,
like
yeah,
that.
Glockaware app coming soon. Glockaware coming soon. The Glockaware is down.
It's down.
You can use the TuneIn app, search Glockaware. You go to Glockaware.com. The link in my bio, the link in Melissa's bio.
Definitely.
Bio. We all got it popping. You know what I'm saying? It's very, really, really glocking in here in my Wave Cartel voice. It's always glocking. But it was a pleasure having you here. You know what I'm saying? Even though you missed you missed the shows. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
We gotta get you back on the stage.
Uh-huh.
All right. All right. Yeah, just that's a little day off. You know, switch your schedule with somebody.
He's like, I got these kids.
You
got to
start.
I
don't know what you be doing at work, but I will always have somebody to fill in for me if I need to stay off.
You know what? I've been the fill-in
guy. The fill-in guy.
Yeah, he's like,
but
I got to make this money.
Find somebody else.
Yeah.
Maybe a Jamaican. Maybe an African. You know, they like to work. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Get a foreigner.
Get a little Mexican. Somebody don't mind taking to work. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Be their friend. Be like, yo, filling for the filling
guy.
It wasn't racist.
In a sense.
It was a shout-out. It was a shout-out. Jamaicans work hard. Africans work hard. Mexicans work hard. That's a shout-out. That's a shout-out. That's a great... That's, yeah, Asians. You know what I mean? Please. I didn't even understand the concept. Me and my sister had an apartment in Overbrook, and underneath of us, it was these Vietnamese people. It was probably like 15 of them in a two-bedroom apartment. And all the motherfuckers rich. I be seeing them at the casino now and shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So
damn.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like,
you know why? Because in the Asian culture, when they come here from like Cambodia or something, like my professor is Cambodian, and he said that the Cambodian people, when they over there, they believe America is the place of dreams. That's what they instill in the kids.
Well, yeah, they also they
14
splitting the bills. Of course you.
Well, no,
not
even that. They all about family oriented, and they all about, you know, building together. Where
they
wasn't
all family, they was homies.
Well, homies, family, they all consider each other the same thing because they're from the same community. So if you're like basically, let's just say, if you're the same nationality, then they're going to connect. You know what I mean? That's just for, you know, certain cultures.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying, certain people. Certain cultures work hard, you know what I mean? And
like the Jewish culture. They
need all of them. You need their friends. Make them your friends. You know what I mean? Look out for me. I got real good friends.
Some circles are tight.
My friends, I got great friends.
Some
they everything.
Are tight.
I got Asian, Arab, Black, Chinese, Indian, Native American, You know what I'm saying? They all my homies. I definitely do. Listen, pull out my phone list. They all my friends. I love all of them. And all the 1,500 people I'm following on Instagram. I just unfollowed 2,000 people on Instagram.
Damn, how do you do that?
I use the ad.
Oh.
I use the ad. Because I really just want to interact with people who interact with me. You know what I'm saying? If you're not interacting with me, you know what I mean? And then it's going to open up doors for me to follow people who are interacting, because I'm not following nobody just to follow them. You know what I mean? Like, we're really working over here. Philly Shine Radio, I want to connect with you. Want to introduce you to some XYZ days, the Glock Aware. Come get a t-shirt made. Granddaddy, get your freaking video done. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, I'm not here for no just regular
shit. Granddaddy, you're...
Never mind.
You're a videographer too, right?
Okay. Yeah, you just shoot videos, all that shit. We're going to get into this music. I like how we was vibing out. This is going to be even more lit when we bring you back August 14th. Next Tuesday, I'm really excited. I got my boy Marlino coming through, you know what I'm saying? Skinny Mel, so some people call him. And it's Thursday, the day before my birthday.
July 27th,
lit.
Right?
My birthday's Friday, yeah.
That's
on Thursday,
Friday.
Shine
Damn.
Radio, I'm having a party. When your birthday?
It's
you're Aquarius.
It's
always a Sunday or a Monday.
Wow. So good things happen for your birthday. You're so good.
Yo, that's so good.
That's a good thing.
Aquariuses are the most ambitious people in the world. They the best.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up. Shout out to y'all. Y'all the best. Y'all the best. I love it. I love you all, but I love you a lot. You know what I mean? Thank you for coming through. Yes,
aww,
I appreciate that. This that new, this a love song. Never mind. We're going to play Bag Day. And I see y'all Thursday for the party. And then I see y'all tonight. We at Go Social. Philadelphia Homelessness Coalition.
Stop the roaches. We're going to
take some pictures.
I don't know who this is. This is a song.
This is love song. I love never even say he has a love song. I'm not bougie. I can jump right in your event. Shout out to DJ Dream. He's coming back too. Maybe I'll invite him on the 14th. Hello. How y'all doing? We did. My little guest. Yay. Are you taking a picture? Is it a video? Yeah, look. Dream. I'll be bougie. Oh, that's what's up, Connect. Connect said he's going to come through tonight.
Is he?
To the open mic.
Oh, that's awesome.
You talking about the open mic, right, Connect? That'd be lit. Because we're supporting a good cause. We're trying to stop homelessness. Lil, you coming to the open mic?
Make sure they all come out.
Shout out to OD and Lil.
OD coming out too?
I don't know. I think he got a show tonight.
I think I see that. Yeah, that's crazy. You met with my Fauci, right?
Yeah.
That's so
he
crazy.
So he was looking for you. I was like, but she's not here on Thursday. She's here today, though. Hey, hello.
I know. That was so crazy how we met him, my Fauci.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're radio.
And I would have been met him.
Yeah.
Really talented. I'll meet you at your house, Dream. Stop playing games. I'll meet you right at your house. We can have some fun. Get it popping. I'm not bougie. I like the work. And what you say? What you say, smart? Drag gang. Drag gang. I can't even hear you.
You recorded because it's a
perfect. Yeah, I can hear you now. Say hi to Melissa.
Hey.
DJ Dream, he's your rider.
Oh, he was here last time.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Where you at? I'm in Connecticut. Oh, okay.
okay. You gotta come back. When you coming back? You come back August 14th?
What is your Instagram?
Through August 14th.
You don't feel your heart,
buddy. Well, have fun in Connecticut. I just had to show you I like the bougie and I love it. Yes. Don't roll your fucking eyes. You're gonna roll his eyes at me and whatnot. I'm a swole. You roll on my swole.
So if you go to my thing, you want to see it.
Oh, yeah, you coming back too. You should come back on the 14th.
To see it.
You're going to have a lot of fun on the
14th.
14th Philly Sean Radio. It's at Baghdad. Turn this joint up. Let's take some pictures, guys. Picture time. I can't see this.
Pictures. Come on, friend. Friend.
I'm ready.
Ready. Go ahead.
Okay,
you
touching
me.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I told them I'm going
to
go black tie. Golf and
social.
Golf and social tonight.
I know. I got
to go
on
black.
I got my shirt. I'm not going to do it.
What's up, y'all? Got on black.
All right. Black.
We got the fucking memo. You knew we were talking about the day.
Black tie.
Step in front of us. This is a picture you can show your girlfriend. Let me get a picture of just come by myself. So come over to me. You definitely need a better picture for flyers. Take like four pictures of them.
I'm trying.
How do I work?